Sure, Sonic Zang School swapped out Ado Hitoshi Membeis March 1982 on Friday.
Now, we finished the Gemara, after the Mishnah, we did not learn the Tesis, that it is. Now, we didn't go over the whole Rashi carefully. What we said is right, because Rashi, at the beginning of Ksuvis, so he says that even though, now Rashi Shite, Rashi is Chilik on Rametam. Rametam Shite is that the reason is why the Chachamim are misaking the Ksuvis, this is primarily because of Ish Iskir. And because of, but as far as Yisrael is concerned, they didn't have to be misaking. Because even if he's Niskaro Daite, so she still would tell us because of Svexin. But because of Ritvuk, so the Chachomim applied it even to Eishes Yisrael, that she has to be Yisrael. Rashi Shita, however, he ignored that the same Takoneo that was enacted that through listening of thee, so applies even to Eishes Yisrael too. Not because of Ritvuk. Why? Because through by Eishes Yisrael she is Muteres, but Rashi Shita is the Jos, as we have wrote, so some of the Shemim say, that even though we can rely on Rov, but the Rabbonon is actually barrier, he is not allowed in the Rabbonon to rely on Rov, so Gabi Svexik too. If there is no way of verifying it, so then it's Mutter. But if there is a way of verifying it, he is not allowed in the Rabbonon to rely on Svexik. So Mele, even by Ishis Yisroel, if he finds Pesach Pesuach, so he is Mechuyev to go to Bezn and be Mivare, is not allowed to live with her, to continue living with her, because if it's actually Mivare. So the Takone was enacted not only for Eishes Kehen, but also for Eishes Yisrael. So Mele, Rashi explains this in Mores Kashi. Rashi explains in Mores Kashi, Vilechu Shemotachtav Zimso. In other words, why Amas Abraisepoch? Diktone in Ashi Yoch Pitan Psulin, we must kin only what we best know is Parado and Tachus in Suroi, Vishema Asuole. That means the Roshma Braise implies in Yoch Pitan Psulin. So what does it mean? He shouldn't come to bed. He shouldn't come to bed. But why shouldn't he come to bed? He is Mechuyev to come to bed. Otherwise, he's not allowed to live with her because of the possibility. Maybe they are raiding. Who can testify that she was Mizanu Takto. So she's Asuate. So he's Mechuyev to come to Bezin. And here Rosh Mabrais is, in Yochlin Tansuin, he shouldn't come to Bezin. Why not? But then Rashi says something else. And then the Rosh is Midaik and Shemin Kobetes. It was late, so I didn't mention it. But the Rosh is Midaik from the Rosh of Rashi. Be Ishwe Mahana Velil, the Abort, King of Heska Tsuro, the Nimtsas. יש לו כסובו לא ימקשים ויתלוי נאמה כשיבו לבזנו בואים שזינסו כאילו לכם אבל אוכל קטונים יוכל ויתן מתלך כך לא יובו לבז so the Rosh asks a kasha against Rashi because like this if Rashi didn't put in this expression בישלי מהנה דליל דאמור עמקים סובכת כסובו ונמצא זולו יש לו כסובו לא ימקשים לו. So then we could say that according to Rashi, the whole Kasha of the Gemara has nothing to do with Ksuvet, but has to do with the Heter Bayit. Here the Roshna Braise is, Eini Yochel Kimso Vishnu Shem Nisui, Vyesh Lo Eidu Shlo Yisro, Inam En Yisro Lo Yisro Asur Kedei Bie, Eina Shem Yochel Kedei Tzulim, it means, he shouldn't come to Bezin. Why shouldn't he come to Bezin? He's Mechuyev to come to Bezin. And if he doesn't come to Bezin, he's not allowed to live with her because of the possibility that maybe she was Mizane and maybe there are Eidim who can verify it. So, Tzrekzreke, but if actually Vareya, he has to be Mivare. But the Kashi is not from Ksuvim. But since Rashi uses the Roshi, so, בישלי מהנה דליל דאמור אין קינסו בחד חסו בנים צזולו יש לו כסובה. לא עם אקשנו, ויתלמי מה כשבו ליבזן ובועדי שזינסו קדם לכם, אבל הוכה כותון אין יוכל איתם יותר כך ליום ליבזן. So במילה יצמח מפרו של נברשי, ובגמור אסקשו is not only לגבי היתר לבילו. But we can be Ksuvim too. Because Rashi says, we cannot ask and Kinsa Becheska Tzula means that Zula Yesh L'Ksuvah. Because we can apply that memory of Kinsa Becheska Tzula. Then those who say Kinsa Becheska Tzula means that Zula Yesh L'Ksuvah, that it has reference to the case where Aiden came and they testified, they saw she was Mizame as in Pnuyo before Dush. Masha'in came, if Aiden didn't come to Pesdi and testify that they saw she was Mizame before Dush, then Eimoksuva. Then Eimoksuva. Eimoksuva cloud. But why not? So the Rosh and the Kashi. Alright, Vishwainali Gabe. The Isal Hetale Bailo, we can understand. So the Mele, if Aiden, as long as it's not his barrier and it's possible to be his barrier, so the Chathila is not allowed to live with her. The Chathila mit Rabbonon, he is not allowed to rely on sex taking. Rely on sex taking. But we got the Ksuve. So how can we say, since it's possible, there is a possibility to be his barrier, so the Mele, So he can be mafsid on the ksuve. Why? Because of the lechatchile, of the possibility of being mevareh, he should be able to be mafsid on the ksuve. That's the worst kash. Against Rashi. Oh, we zelish in Orosh. We neichu shebetach to zins. Eilu ima shemaksh. Amayim yochli kitan etzulim v'yisholo. V'neichu shemetach tevin so. So he says what Tesef is saying. We didn't give him go over the Tesef. V'te asura b'yitzkein, lekel achod esreike, so v'kitach tos v'yitach tov, davu mos v'shnei nechaname, v'od ikomarim yochli kitan etzulim, haim v'atsi v'ksugoso, u'mishim v'yike svek sveke, so v'kitach tov v'yitach tov, v'kitach tov v'yitach tov v'yitach tov v'yitach tov v'yitach tov v'yitach tov v'neichu shemezim setach tov, ונאפסידוק סבוסו, ולמוי כן ידנה מלובי לבזן, ולויוב לידבירו עוד אבתנו, וכי בשביל חשושה, תשמו לנסבור לנאפסידוק, נאפסידנוק סבוסו של היקדים, בשביל סבק סבקה, לוי מאפסידוק סבוסו, כדימוך אבל כמון, מים שרסטני נאנסתי. So, where does Rashi say, Umashe Pirsha Rashi, Venecho Shemezim Sotach Tov, Vinapsidok Sevoso, where does Rashi say it? So, the Rosh has reference to that expression in the Rashi. Because as far as the initial expression in Rashi is concerned, so Rashi doesn't say, Ksuve, he mentions, he means Hetabayro. I must listen for it. Ashin Yochlit Tarim Sul, Maskil Lovel Bezdu, Yisbaradovo, in Tachtov Zim, say, Moi, Vishemu Asurovo. So in other words, so Rashi explicitly spells it out that he means that the Bible, we shouldn't rely on Svek-Sveke, even Megabe Eishis Yisroel, because as long as there is a possibility that he can be Nivareya, he's not allowed me, the Rabbonon, to rely on Svek-Sveke. But he means the other expression of Rashi. Bishlei Mahanad Iliyod Amorom Kinsa Becheskat Tzula Vimtsa Tzula Yesh Lo Ksuva Loi Makshin. So in such a case, he cannot be mafsid on the ksuve. If Aiden did come to Bezdin, and they testified, he saw she was Nisane as a knuye. So then he has to give her a ksuve money. But if Aiden didn't show up at all, say nochaname, we could say, he doesn't have to give her a ksuve. He doesn't have to give a mixture. But here the price says, in Hashem Yochalit time of Surim. So here, Aidim certainly didn't come and testify that they saw her Mizane as it knew it. And still it says, in Hashem Yochalit time of Surim, he cannot be Mapsi Mixure. He should be Mapsi Mixure. So it's the second expression in Rashi that implies that the kikashe of the makshin is not only from metal pilot, but also from not being able to be master Ksuve. He should be able to be master Ksuve. And the only case where he's not able to be master Ksuve, if Aiden do come to Bezdin and they testify that they saw she was Mizane before the Dush, but if Aiden don't show up altogether, so the makshin says, then she should not be able to collect Ksuve. Even though, I mean, and Apparently the Rosh is assuming in Rashi that Rashi agrees with the Sheet of Tesis that on the basis of Svekzveke, the Ishe is entitled to collect the Ksuvim on the basis of Svekzveke. The Ramban is Chilek. So he asks against Rashi. Bishleime, we got the head of the Bible, we can understand the timing. We can understand the timing that since there is a possibility of being Mivare, so Mimele, he is not allowed to rely on Svekzveke. But he has to exhaust all the possibilities by coming to best, by coming to best. But we have to have six of us all. So how can we say that she should not be entitled to collect the ksume if on the basis of Svekzveke we can be made simone? So even if there is a possibility of being mivare, but that doesn't change her schusim of collecting the ksume on the basis of the biru of Svekze. That's what he has discussed. So he said, the chibish fiuch shoshe, the shemo mi yisvore, nachtar se boshe to kedin, bishleim, bishvil Svekze, ke loy mivse de ksugos, ke limuchar li kamon, mai mishar asane le nas. So in other words, so the roshite is like this, that a Misha is entitled to be made Siksuve on the basis of Svekzik. So, but he has that Kashe against Rashi. I think, in the Rami, from Rashi Tzmuchach, that the Kashe of the Gemara is not only from Heta Bailo, and the Kashe of the Gemara is also from the Ksuve, from his inability of the husband to be mafsid ksuvim. Because Rashi says so. Rashi, in the first expression, Rashi emphasizes the kashe of the Gemara from the point of view of Etel Bayit. The second expression, Rashi emphasizes and spells out the kashe of the makshim and from the point of view of collecting the ksuvim. So in other words, the price says two things. The price says, Kim so gishin lishin lisi, ויש לו עדים שלו עם ניסטרו. אינה מניסטרו ולישוע עשו כדי ביה, אינה שאין לי אוכל ניתנתה לסורי. שערי קינצו רישי. אין לי אוכל ניתן. What does it mean in יוכל ניתן? אין לי אוכל ניתן means that if the Baal comes to Bezdin and he wants the time at Bezdin, tells him, go home. You have nothing to die. That's what the plain connotation of אינה שאין לי אוכל ניתן. So the kashe of the Makshin is twofold. Number one, from the point of view of Etel Bayit, why does the Braise say that when he comes to Bezdin and he wants to present his tainus, Bezdin tells him, go home, you have nothing to the tainer. First of all, he's not allowed to live with her, because maybe there is a possibility that she was Mizane Tachto, and even by Yishes Yisroel and Mizane Tachto Birotzen, so she's Asuro. To him, the Braise, why rely on Svekzveke when it's possible, when possibly it will be his barrier that she was with the tacht of the rotsu. So why does the price say, in Hashem Yochlit Tanetzurin and Bezdin tells him, go home, you cannot time it. Maybe it's actually valid. And that's one kash. The other kash by the Makshin is, the price says, Hashem Yochlit Tanetzurin. And Bezdin tells him, you have no timeness, you have to pay a biksuve. Why does Bezdin tell him you have to pay a diksume? No, so the Makshe asks, no, he should not be forced to pay diksume, because Rashi Shita is not like Bezdin. The reason is why the Rosh asks against Rashi, because the Rosh agrees with Teisa Shita. So you see, the Ramban is chilik on Teisa Shita. And the Ramban says, since we pass like Shmuel, that in Hilchim be Momin Achar Rov, so if Rov is not strong enough to be made to Momin Yadam Mezek, so Svekzveke certainly should not be strong enough. On the contrary, there is a diuk from the Roshin of the Ramban, that even according to Rav, who says Hilchim be Momin Achar Rov, so only Rov, but Svekzveke, not because Rov is stronger than Svekzveke. But certainly, since we passed like Shmuel in Yochanan Harov, certainly with Svekzveke we cannot be made. So Rashi, we could say that Rashi Shita is also like the Rambam. That's why Rashi explains that the Gemara's Tashe is twofold. So number one, why does the Braise imply in Hashem Yochlit Tanitzurim if he wants to Taine? So Bezdin tells him, go home. She's Muteres to you. Why? She should not be Muteres. Maybe it will be his barrier that she's Asura to him. So he should try out all the possibilities of Bihur before Bezdin tells him, you don't have to divorce her. She's Muteres to you. And that's one kashe. And the second kashe is, why does the price say Hashem Yochlit Tani Ksuvim? And Bezdin tells him, you have no tainus. You have to pay the ksuve. We're not even interested in hearing your tainus. Why? After all, to be made simonim on the basis of Shrek, and that we cannot. So there is a possibility that she was Mizane Tachto. If we are not going to rely on sex again, as far as the trust money we are moving is concerned. So we cannot rely on sex again. So the second question by the Makshin is, why do you say, in Hashem Yochlit Tanitzurim, and Bezdin tells him, you have to pay a ksuve money to the Yisho? No, we should not have, he should not have to pay even mono, because there is a possibility that she was Mizame, Birotzen, and Tachto. How do we know that she wasn't Mizame, Birotzen, Tachto? Svekseike is not a sufficient Biro to be made Simone. So that's a twofold kashi. So it's a twofold kashi. Gemara is a teretz that Kiddish Bor Alter. So Mimele. So he's certainly mechuyev. There is no possibility that he is not mechuyev to pay her at least the money. All right. This is Rashi. Now let's see the pages. Now the Rosh explains the Gemara just like this. V'neichu shei tachtav zinso. Eilu ima diporech hamayim yochim nintay yitzurim v'yishol. V'neichu shei tachtav zinso. Tachtav zinso. Dereke lechot esreike. Sofik tachtav tachtav tachtav. So we see from that he states it legitimately, the way we explained at the very beginning of Ksuvis, that the machleket between Rashi and Tzitzit is, Rashi Shiti means that even though in Kol HaTirei Kule, in all Yisurei D'Raise, so Svekseik is Muter, but if Efshel Ibarer, we are Mechulet in Ibarer, not only if it's in Vadai. As a matter of fact, there is a big finish in this Rashi, because L'chol HaPochez, the Rishayim who say, Liga Birol, let's say real mitzvah to shrik and mumchim, but if actually barrier, we can test the sheichet and give him a prinus to know as to whether he knows what a shrik, we have to give him the prinus. So over there we could say even we got the word, because over there it's a certainty that it's actually barrier, because once we give him a prinus, we'll know whether he knows your shrik or he don't know your shrik. Mashenkin here is it so certain that it will come to Bezdin, so then it will arouse notoriety, and then people, and if they are reading, so they'll hear about it, so they will be aroused, they'll become induced to come to Bezdin and testify. It's very likely that if they'll come to Bezdin, no notoriety will be aroused, and we don't know, we think maybe the animus saw, but it's very likely that even if she was Mizane, and usually a woman is Mizane, so if she's not Mizane in the presence of any, I mean that in itself is an unusual situation. So Rashi mentions here a very big chiddush, because assuming that Svekseike is like Rov, is not stronger than Rov, and that Rashi Shite is that Ligabi Rov is actually Vare, so it's also Vare. So over there, by Rif, between Bushri to somebody was Sheikhed in the Hine, and it's possible for Bezdin to give him a Pchine. So then they know that it's actually Barah. Here they don't even know it's actually Barah. There is a possibility that. So Rashi's Shite involves a very big Chidesh. I mean, there is no other vision who mentions such a Chidesh, even with Gabirov. In other words, that even if there is a mere possibility that it could be verified, so we're not allowed to rely on sex. It's a very big chiddush. So that's But Teisa-shita is not like that. Teisa-shita, first of all, Teisa-shita could be like the Rishayim, that we got before, we don't have to be Mivara, even if it's possible to be Mivara. And even if we say that Teisa-shita is we got before, that he could be Mivara, so you could say that's only got before, that we have to be Mivara, we got before, but maybe Svek-Sveke is more effective. So anyway, Teisa-shita is that by Pesach Pesuach Motzasi, so Vayishas Yisroel, he doesn't have to go to bed. He doesn't even have to come to bed. As a matter of fact, around him, goes even farther and says, maybe Teisa-shita is also like that. Not only he's not required to go to Bezdin, he's not allowed to go to Bezdin. Because since she's Muteres to him, and he can rely on Svek-Sveke, so if he comes to Bezdin and he talks about it, so Bezdin will rebuke him. He's Mitzilaz Anishte. So that could be Teisa-shita also. So Mimele, Teisves, according to Teisves, it goes without saying. It goes without saying that we couldn't say that by Ishes Yisroel, he should not be allowed to live with her until he goes to Bezdin and he tries out this possibility. Maybe he will be able to verify it. Maybe Edim will come. He's not even allowed to do it. He's Mitzilaz. He's Mitzilaz on it. So, but, the Teisa says, one could say that maybe the Kasha by the Makshin is in regard to Eishaskeyev. In regard to Eishaskeyev. Because here it says, Einashim Yoch Mitzitam Yisurim, whether the Baal is in Israel or the Baal is in Kayen, but in case of a Kayen, so why Einashim Yoch Mitzitam Yisurim? It's one topic, it should be Yosef. So Teisa says, but even that shot is not sound. Why not? Anyway, my reporter, am I in Yoch Mitzitam Yisurim, Israel of Necha, Mishikin, Shematachtu Zinso, Blake Elachodes Veikis, of Tachtu Zinitachtu, the Motsu Mishnu Yedoy in Yoch Mitzitam, Haimu Ashtidam, Mishugoso. So, how does the Makshin know that the price of it says in Asheri Yoch Mitzitam Yisurim, it has reference regarding the Heter Dailo? Maybe it has reference only regarding Ksube? And what about Rashi? The answer is, Rashi Shite is, since the Braise uses Stam Loshen, so it means everything, not only Ksubo, it means Heter Dailo also. But Teisa says, though, the Hod and Yochelit, the Hod and Yochelit, the Hod and Yochelit, and I was sitting in Ksivoso, because Svek-Sveke. Again, so that Teisa reiterates. Teisa mentions that Chite, that on the basis of Svek-Sveke, and Nisho can collect the Ksuve several times. Here again, he reiterated. That he would talk to, though, because Svek-Sveke, that would talk to him, and Venus have it. Vein ze, Deichak, in other words, because there is a Svek-Sveke. First of all, maybe she was Mizane before the Tushin. Boita. And assuming that she was Mizane Tachto, maybe she was Nenso. So even in Ishiskeye, if she's Nenso, so she's entitled to the Ksuve. The title of Ksuve. So, Vein Zedechak, you will not inforesh, El Yochelit Tan Ksuve Moche, Dikoma, Limai. So we have to say that when the Gemara is the Kashe, V'necho Shemetachtu Zin, so the Gemara doesn't mean vis-a-vis Eishaskeyen and we got the head of Bailo. But the Gemara means we got the Ksuve. So the question is, what kind of the Kashe is it? V'necho Shemetachtu Zin, so and the Mele, he should not have to pay the Ksuve, but there is a Svek-Sveke that determines that she is entitled to Chol HaKoches of Iksuga of Imono, V'nira Levi, V'rabashikach, Ki V'nibar Mi'islei Ben Goklu, V'och Yeshlo V'shikin So V'ishei, Ki Yove Levi, Se'a Shezeo Yisobo Ki V'shezu Yeshlo, Avo Gav Dibar Moleslo, In Kimar V'kin Meisa Yivad Abulo, Mibar Lish, V'adaskei Reitzim Lema Shemesosi, U'vichin Ometrach Lebez, N'shevad Lo Yasru Alay, כך הוא ירון להסיד שבו שו שירון לבזן ויתרוי מה שמתאר אצלי אפילו בישראל הוא ירון להסיד או בסדר או שירו כהן שזו מטיב הצבו שו וגיל ברשר מכהן שלו יקהן הוא יורון לבזן אבל לרבה לפה החמידה כי מדבר מנמי יש לו לקלם so Teisa's shita is the Gemara's kasha applies to Rabash steps Rabashi says that generally, so King Sodeh has got Psura, the name says Psura, and what room is in the Kartoy. But here the price says that she is entitled to Iksuve. Why? Because Shari Michmi Sodeh hooked. And how the places explain that? Not that we don't believe dating. I mean, that's inconceivable. That the Baal doesn't conceive, doesn't believe it. Since the average Baal, and the average Baal is not, the average person, the average Jew, is not such a lamed to know that Al Pidin, so we have to accept the testimony of him. So since the average Jew thinks that when Aiden comes and testify we got a woman who is married, that Lunivalo, it's a lie. That's what the people think, the ordinary human logic. So it follows that way. But Al Pidin, if two Aiden say, so we have to believe that, even though it's unusual. But we have to believe that. So mainly it seems the average person doesn't pay credence, doesn't give credence to such a testimony by Aiden. So that means, so there is an under the muchach in regard to every Baal, even if that Baal happens to be good lador, and he knows all the halachas, that he too did not consider this as a factor in his decision. This is how Tesis explains it. She should not be entitled to the Rabbonon, she should not be entitled to collect the Ksuvim, even though with the high level she is entitled, on the basis of Sveksveike, but here, if we rely on the Sveksveike, and will let her, so collect the Ksuvim on the basis of Sveksveike, then there might be a Mirshon. Divide your mirshul, because suppose the husband happens to be a king, and then he sees that Besdin collects the ksuve, and so what does it mean, collect the ksuve? So that means that Marzikino, they say, vada bulo mibalorishi, vada bulo mibalorishi, even though he came to Besdin. And he said, Pesach Masuach Matzos, your time is gone, whatever time. And still, Besdin collects the Ksuve for. So that means, so he might, the Baal, might assume the reason as to why. So, and most of the time, the Baal, who has to pay the Ksuve, is not such a one. So he will not know the real reason as to why Besdin collects the Ksuve for. So he'll think that the reason is why Besdin collects the ksuva for her, even though he presented it as boring that she was Mizane. And in case where she was Mizane, so then it's in the Kartoye, she's not entitled. So he'll understand the decision, the psak of Besdin, on the basis that we consider her a biula. Consider her a biula, in other words, we don't pay any credence to the Abodah. So Mimele, he'll say, even if he's an Ishiskeyev, why should I even go to Besdin and bother? We see that Al Pidin, we don't have to pay attention to the Avodah Zarah. And we take it for granted that she is a Bula. She was a Bula before Gushi, because of the first marriage. And Mimele, he'll live with that. So it seems that such a Yichshu can result. So Mele the Chachomim should be misake that she should not be entitled for it. It's a very strange story. First of all, why should the Makshin say that if we have the Feresh and Mishnah, the Feresh and Raise, that there is such a law? After all, on the Raise level, she's entitled for it, according to Teisa Shite, on the basis of Sveksei. So why should it be? So, alright, we can understand this. If the Gemara says it, he says, Mandona says it. But why should the Makshin ask such a kashi? Unless the Makshin knew that there is such an halacha, such a halacha. That's how we have to explain the case. In other words, that the Makshin knew there is such a halacha, but where is such a halacha mentioned? We understand the reason as to why there could be such a tachon. In order there shouldn't be a mirchshul, that the Kayan should not be mirchshul in the Nisa that I say with living with a woman, a wife, who has mizah. But where is such a mention? But anyway, this is how Tesis explains it. So true, there is a possibility that she was mizamet, that she was mizamet achtov, and there is a remote possibility she was mizamet achtov and the hotel. But on the basis of flex rate, we can be maximum. Now, according to many achdenim, so Tesis shite is, that I mentioned before, Tesis shite is that Tzvek Sveike is much stronger than Ror, even though in the Hilchim Momen Acharor, but Tzvek Sveike will tend to make Momen Acharor. But the Sheikh Shmaitze, he says no, even Tesis is made it, that Tzvek Sveike is not stronger than Ror. Meleila, according to Shmuel, who says in Hilchim Momen Acharor, so in Hilchim Momen Acharor, Tzvek Sveike is not. Tramban shite is that I'm even out with the Rav, but Svexleike is not as strong as all. But Tesis Shite is that according to Shmuel, so, yeah, according to Rav, we could be making, but according to Shmuel, that a Hilchim Omen Harov, on the basis of Svexleike, you couldn't be making Omen Harov the Kida. So why does Tesis say that a Nishe could be making Omen? So the Shishmaitse mentions a Mordechai Yivomes. The Mordechai Yivomeh says, mentions a big chilesh, that even on the basis of Rov, an Isha could collect the ksuvah. Not just ksuvah that is like Bez, but any shtah. Now there is a machlekes in the Mishnah in Zeitin. Let's say, a certain noshi, if a Baal is mikano ishte, bifnei, and then she is nistro bifnei, So the halacha is, that she is a soul of the Bible, and also a kosuk sofik ibadai, until she chases the maimamorim. Then the maimamorim is nevar. But there are certain noshim, the Mishnah mentions a list of noshim, that are not chasing maimamorim. So the mele, yes, the divorce her. Because it's also a kosuk sofik ibadai. And it cannot be nishbarer because she is not chasing. So the question is, how about the ksuv? He has to divorce her. If she cannot meet the maimon. So he has to divorce her. So what will the ksuv? So Bishamai say he has to divorce her, but she is entitled to collect the ksuv. But make him have a Ryan here, we don't know whether she was Mizane or not. She was Mitsyachel to meet him. But whether she was Mizane or not, we don't know. So we got the heterodox dialogue, there is a lot of sakos of Sophie Givata. But we got the nominees. She should not be able to collect the ksuveh, so Bishamai say she is able to collect the ksuveh. Why? Because momin olayim idlit meis ki govodom. In other words, since she has a shtah, she has the ksuveh, so then she is considered the mochzekes. And he is the main, even though he has the money. But since she has a shtah, so she is considered the mochzekes. So he has the burden of proof. But the seal say no. That even if it's a momin or aimed mikveh, because there is a shtah, so we do not say kigobodome, and she is not considered the maid, the mozeket. She is considered the maid. So, and we pass like this here. So the Mordechai says, that's only if there is no rope that is misayeya the bala shtah. Mashiach in the case of an isha who has a ksuveh, and the rope collaborates her time. So then, even the seal is made that she is the Murzekes. Anyway, the Mordechai says it so in so many words, that if an isha, he claims the ksuveh from the husband, and the husband says, no, I don't owe you the ksuveh. And the isha says, you do owe me the ksuveh. So, and there is a hope that is misaleya the isha, so then even Shmuel is made that Hilchim Momen Acharor. In other words, Bisil say that Shtarim Yidis Afrik of Dome, that the Bala Shtar is not considered the Murzek, because there is no rope that is Misayahim. But if there is a rov that is misaleya the balashtar, so then the balashtar is the mosek, and the one who has the money is the mate. Is the mate. That's the sheet of the Morchan. So the melee on the basis, of course, the Ramban is certainly chirik on the sheet of the Morchan. Because the Ramban says, in regard to Ksube, even though there is a rov, even though there is a slekseke, so he says, that even rov wouldn't be able to be made. So it means, even with rov he wouldn't be able to. So the Ramban is chirik on the Morchan. So the Shefmaitse says, the Teitzer Shite is also, that generally speaking, one could not be made more than the other Murzek on the basis of Svek-Sveke. But in this case, where she has the Shtar, she has the Tzibes, and she has the Ksufe, so Teitzer agrees in the Shite of the Morchan Yevones, that the Yishe is considered the Murzekes. The Murzekes, if there is a rov that is Aleya, when does the Bishul say that the Ishe is not considered the Murzekes? When there is no rov that is Aleya, but where there is a rov that is Aleya. Anyway, so, but that's it, Teisa Shite, that the Ishe can be given the Ksuve on the basis of Svek-Sveke. All right.